भगवते वासुदेवाय। ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाखया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतः पदकमलं श्रीगुरोन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपां जाग्रजातां सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदान् सहगण ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबन्धुर्जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। वेलकम ऑल द पार्टिसिपेंट्स फॉर अवर दिस मंथ्स उत्कर्ष फेस्टिवल। श्रील प्रभुपाद ही राइट्स इन हिज बुक्स द प्रोसेस ऑफ कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस is revolutionary. Again, tonight's session I want it interactive. So feel free to raise your hand and share your views on what we'll be discussing tonight. So what do you mean by this word revolutionary? What is your understanding? Revolutionary means what? I'll start. Something which is unconventional. Have you heard of this word? Conventional. Conventional means something which is having a pre-decided set pattern. Okay. And unconventional means that which goes beyond our thought process, which we are used to. Or many times, that which goes against the grain of the so-called norms of society. Like, to begin with, I'll say, in Krishna consciousness, If you want to go higher, you have to go deeper. How does it sound? In Krishna consciousness, if you want to go higher, you have to go deeper. Sounds paradoxical, is it not? How do you understand this concept? Logically, sounds crazy. How can someone who is going deeper can simultaneously go higher? What do you understand by this? You are all practicing devotees. What do you understand by this concept? If you want to go higher in Krishna consciousness, you have to go deeper. Ghabrao mat. Boliye. Haan, yes. Okay, sounds good to start with. Yes?
In many lectures we have heard that shallow sinners don't get anything. If you dive deep in the sea, then you can get the pearls.
Aap log thoda aage aa jaiye. There are other students who are coming. You can bring this mridanga here and come forward. There's a lot of room here. Come ahead. Good points. Yes.
We have to get deeper into understanding the philosophy.
Hmm.
We have to keep trying to apply the principles of the scripture and thus get higher realizations in our daily
life. We have another mic. So keep passing. Cordless, okay? Okay, so the points over here, to summarize that. Understanding of Krishna consciousness means going deeper. And by understanding of Krishna consciousness, we advance, which means going higher. Very well said. Another way to understand this is that these two English words, going deeper and going higher, has contrary meanings. The etymological meanings are contrary. Which means that in Krishna consciousness also, what is the definition of going higher in this world? How people define going higher is totally different or opposite than how Krishna consciousness defines as going higher. Okay. Like, if I say that tonight we are having a festival, how do we advertise? Prerana festival, Utkarsh festival. What is our definition of festival? And if you tell someone outside, Sunday evening, I am going for a festival. Immediately, what picture he draws in his mind? Festival. Oh. What we used to draw before? Revolutionary. Herein, what is this festival going on? If you know, he comes to check out, okay. Let me also see what kind of festival my friend is attending. And he shows up here. And he sees. Who is the performer? Look at the costume. Look at the kind of disposition. this performer is having. And then here mostly everyone is wearing a tilak. And who are the hero and heroine here on the main stage like that? Can't make sense, can't figure out. So therefore, yeah, you had something, someone had raised hands about revolutionary. You had raised hands. Mic pe boliye.
Something that brings about a mass amount of change or a drastic change can be a revolution. Like, is a heavy impact on the society.
Well, Al-Qaeda is making heavy impact on society. ISIS is making more heavy impact on society. You know, and sometimes you find that people you see after 10 years, 15 years, big amount of change. Big amount of change. They become big. Yes, we'll consider this point in regards to Krishna. Change in regards to Krishna. Impact in regards to Krishna. Yeah, anything else? Breakthrough, beginning of new era. Yeah. नए सिरे से भारत का नक्शा बनाना चाहते है ना. Very good. So tonight we'll begin with some revolutionary concepts. And these are things which we might have heard, but then when we hear them again in connection with something which we might have never thought over, will, you know, stir our minds and intelligence to ponder upon it. Some revolutionary concepts, because Srila Prabhupada didn't want that the youth, wherever the youth is, who is practicing Krishna consciousness, Srila Prabhupada didn't want that the youth in Krishna consciousness should be like any other youth who is defined as a typical one in this material world. So yes, we are having our youth festivals with a difference. We are having our enjoyments with a difference. We are having our troubles with a difference. We are having our issues with each other with a difference. Everything is in Krishna consciousness is with a difference. We eat with a difference. We dance with a difference. We sing with a difference. Whatever we do, there is always Hatke. What is that? Some Hatke. Because it is in connection with someone who really makes difference, and that is him. Hai na? He is the one. Ye hamare zindagi mein aa jaye, to difference baat ban jaye. Hai ki nahi? Okay. So it is said that when Krishna enters into food, that food becomes prasad. When Krishna enters into a book, that book becomes scripture. When Krishna enters into water, that water becomes tirtha. When Krishna enters into a place, that place becomes dham. When Krishna enters into anyone's actions, those actions no more remain karma. it becomes bhakti. When Krishna enters into a stone, becomes a deity. Like that. Entrance of Krishna brings about that difference. Okay? When Krishna enters into love, that becomes perfect, complete. Otherwise, you remove Krishna, it's nothing but zeros we were discussing. So many zeros, has no value. So the first revolutionary concept which we learn when we come across this process of Krishna consciousness: to be happy without being successful. Huh? Tell this thing to someone outside. What? How can you be happy without being successful? My question to all of you: is there a connection between happiness and success? What do you say? You are all, aap log zindagi mein successful banna chahte ho kya? Agal bagal mein dekh ke bol rahe ho. Okay, how many of you, to some degree, you are successful at this point of time in your life? Raise your hands. Are sabhi ho? Huh? 10th pass hua na? 12th pass hua hai, 10th pass hua hai, huh? Okay nahi? Successful ho na? So, again, how many of you are successful in your life till this point of time? Baki nahi kya? Huh? Now, how many of you are happy? Tell me, define, elaborate. How are you happy? How are you? You raised for that, na? You are happy. Okay. Define, how are you happy?
मैं ये सोच के नहीं करता कि मुझे उससे कुछ मिलेगा या नहीं. मैं कुछ पढ़ रहा हूं तो मुझे ये नहीं लगता कि वो प्रश्न आने वाला है एग्जाम में या नहीं. मैं उसे अपने लिए पढ़ रहा हूं तो इससे मेरी हैप्पीनेस अपने आप बढ़ जाती है.
सही कहा आपने, बहुत अच्छी बात कही. सभी लोग राउंड ऑफ अप्लॉज. आपका शुभ नाम? हाँ, देवत सिंह. बहुत अच्छा आपने जवाब दिया कि हाँ, अभी सभी विद्यार्थी पढ़ाई करते हैं. पढ़ाई करते हो ना? एक बार एक स्टूडेंट फेल हो गया तो पिताजी पूछते हैं कि क्यों भाई, कुछ कहना चाहोगे? कुछ सफाई पेश करना चाहोगे? रिपोर्ट कार्ड देखते हुए पूछता है. तो स्टूडेंट कहता है, अब मैं क्या करूं, जो मैंने आंसर्स पढ़े थे उन्होंने पूछे नहीं, तो मेरी क्या गलती है? गलती उसकी है कि मैंने जो जो चैप्टर्स पढ़े थे उन्होंने पूछा नहीं. दिस इज कॉल्ड पॉजिटिव एटीट्यूड. So yes, very well, he said that whatever you do, if you love that, what you are doing, then that is the beginning of happiness. It's not the end of happiness, it is just the beginning of happiness. One thing is for sure, that as far as happiness is concerned, it is not like there is a course in happiness. You can finish the course. 5-year course in happiness. I'm in the second year. No, third year. Year down bhi ho jata hai bich mein. Now, I am graduate. I am having a degree. Kya degree hai? I am certified happy man. So, university has certified. We certify Mr. Dukhi Atma. Now he is Prasanna Atma. There is nothing like that. In fact, happiness is something, you see, people have definitions. Their definitions are varied. And like he said, that whatever he tries to do, he tries to find happiness in that. Some people, for them, happiness is not to do anything. बहुत कर लिया और बहुत करना पड़ता है तो जो लोग कई लोग छुट्टी मनाने जाते हैं कुछ नहीं करना एकदम एक ऐसे जगह पर जाना है जहां पर कोई सिग्नल ना हो कोई भी प्रकार की परेशानियां ना हो और मैं बस किसी से कोई लेना देना नहीं उसमें उनको खुशी मिलती है कईयों को झुंड में रहने में खुशी मिलती है गर्दी में हाँ उनको गर्दी में रहना पसंद है कईयों को अकेले में रहना पसंद है कईयों को दोनों चाहिए हाँ गर्दी भी चाहिए कुछ समय के लिए फिर अकेलापन भी चाहिए थोड़ा मिक्सचर होना चाहिए जैसे कि एक बार एक टीचर ने पूछा कि जीवन का ये सिद्धांत है दुख हमेशा साथ रहता है खुशी जो है आती जाती रहती है ना क्या बात कही है ना दुख हमेशा साथ रहता है खुशी आती जाती रहती है तो टीचर ने जीवन का ये सिद्धांत सुनाया और फिर पूछा अब एक उदाहरण दो तो एक व्यक्ति ने उदाहरण दिया मेरी पत्नी हमेशा मेरे साथ रहती है और उसकी बहन आती जाती रहती है तो उसके अनुसार वो परफेक्ट उदाहरण फिट हो रहा था उस सिद्धांत पर दुख साथ रहता है खुशी आती जाती रहती है कि नहीं जैसे प्रसादम सर्विंग के समय कोई एक आइटम रहता है वो हर समय प्लेट में रहता है कुछ विशेष स्वीट आइटम आते जाते रहते हैं So the point is, it's very subjective. Therefore, we have to translate this principle, what we are learning in Krishna consciousness. We have the example of Jatayu. Jatayu was a failure. Forget about being successful. Jatayu was a failure. But he achieved the perfection, forget about happiness, what even Dasharat Maharaj couldn't achieve. What was that? Lord Ram performed the last rites of Jatayu. What could be a more glorious, momentous occasion than this for a living entity or for a devotee? So we learn in Krishna consciousness, whether success or failure, you know, success is like one's shadow. You see a tree, and a tree is having its shadow. So success is like the shadow. If the tree is alive, the shadow will always be formed. Okay? So happiness is like the life of that tree. To be content, to be satisfied. So therefore, we find that nowadays people, they somehow mix up their equation. A very simple equation over here. You miss out on that simple equation, you find yourself in shambles. That look not for success. Look for real happiness. And that real happiness is unending. Now, in our scriptures, at various places, about happiness of this world and happiness beyond this world has been spoken. Now, Krishna says in the Gita, that happiness which has beginning and an end, it is source of misery. Adi anta vanta. Vanta, what is the meaning of vanta? Just like dhanavanta, one who possesses, like that. So that which possesses beginning and end, adyanta vanta, it is dukkha yoni. It is the source of, yoni means origin, it is the source of dukkha. And then we find in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is mentioned that that happiness which is beyond the material body and which is in connection with spiritual, with spirit, Brahma Saukhyam Tu Anantam, in the Srimad Bhagavatam it is mentioned that that sukh is ananta. Now herein, this particular concept is not digestible by people. In fact, we have become so conditioned that we want happiness which has beginning and end. Like people go for a movie. Imagine, they like the movie and the movie never ends. Hey, khatam hi nahi ho rahi. Or if, you know, someone says, I like driving. Kya ja raha hai, kya ja raha hai, kya ja raha hai. Gaadi band hi nahi ho rahi. Again. So we have become so accustomed to adyantavant, all that, you know, beginning and happiness, beginning and end of the happiness. We are so much accustomed that this concept of unending happiness is inconceivable. Therefore, to understand the spiritual world within this material body, we go bonkers. What? You go to the spiritual world and you just keep doing the same thing endlessly? They think it's boring. We are talking of something revolutionary. You know, the paradigms, what Srila Prabhupada has presented, that in Krishna consciousness, happiness has nothing to do with success. Wow. Ye to pehle kabhi suna hi nahi humne. In fact, everyone keeps saying, beta, apne dono pairon par khada hokar dikha. वो बोलता है मैं खड़ा तो हूं अभी फिलहाल, नहीं दुनिया को दिखा दिखा दे कि तेरा बाप कौन है, कौन से खानदान से है। तो एवरीवन द होल सोसाइटी इज आफ्टर सक्सेस, इज इट नॉट? योर फ्रेंड्स, योर फैमिली, योर डिस्टेंट फैमिली, एवरीवन इज लुकिंग फॉर यू, पीपल हु वांट टू गेट मैरिड, यू नो देयर shaadi.com एंड मैट्रिमोनियल्स, दे हैव टू पुट अप सो मच दैट ये मेरा रिज्यूमे, ये बायोडाटा, इतना मैं पढ़ाई किया हूँ, इतने वर्षों तक पढ़ाई किया हूँ, इतनी डिग्रियां हैं, इतना पे पैकेज है, ये गाड़ी, ये मॉडल है गाड़ी का, ये घर, ये एड्रेस है घर का, सब कुछ देने के बाद में फिर अच्छा ठीक है फोटो भेज, तब देखते हैं कि वन पीस में है क्या। सक्सेसफुल एंड एवरीवेयर पीपल कीप जजिंग यू, हाउ सक्सेसफुल यू आर, बट इन कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस अ हैप्पी डिवोटी इज अ सक्सेसफुल डिवोटी। क्या है? अ हैप्पी डिवोटी इज अ सक्सेसफुल डिवोटी एंड कृष्णा विल डू वॉट एवर इट टेक्स टू मेक हिज डिवोटी अल्टीमेटली हैप्पी। इफ इट टेक्स, कृष्णा कैन गिव फेलियर, रिमूव द सक्सेस, इफ दैट विल मेक दैट डिवोटी फाइनली हैप्पी। सो दिस इज द फर्स्ट। ओके, एनी वन हैज एनी रियल लाइफ एक्सपीरियंस ऑफ दिस हैप्पीनेस विदाउट सक्सेस और हैप्पीनेस इन फेलियर? लेट्स स्टार्ट विद दैट। Anyone has any real life experience or someone else's experience, you can quote, you know, some example of this, that how you or someone you found, I gave the example of Jatayu. Okay, anyone? Yeah.
And we were new in Krishna consciousness that time, but through the contact of devotees we got a chance to stay there for 1 week, and we were in touch with Premnidhi Prabhu and some devotees there. So for the entire 1 week we have carried so many books with us for studying, and there were so many programs lined up there. We used to attend Mangal Aarti and everything. So for that 1 week we could not get time to even open the books, and ultimately we got the result that I could not pass any one of the exam there, but I was very happy that I could enjoy this Krishna consciousness for the 1 week, all the temple atmosphere, all the programs in the temple. So I was happy, but materially I was not successful there that time.
Ribor. See, you know, when it comes to achieving something or accomplishing something, you see, many times we achieve something, we accomplish something, and we may not like it, but because others like it and others glorify what we have achieved, we think that we are happy by achieving it. And we create an illusion around us. But then, deep within our hearts, when we are asking this question that, did I really want this? And then, just to maintain that unwilling accomplishment. You know, remember this. Unwilling accomplishment. Just to maintain that, we slog, we try, we just spend our entire life. See? So I was discussing with one person from the corporate sector in my recent visit, and he was saying that his wife quit her job and she, you know, started to take care of children, which she liked to do. And she was, you know, she was qualified, but, you know, the job which she was doing, she was not happy in that. She was successful in that, but she was not happy in that. And herein, just taking care of kids, in the eyes of the world, she was not successful, but she was happy. And he said that, I am promoted every year, I am so successful, but I know that this is something which is not what my heart wants to do. Just because it is giving me all the name, fame, money, everything. So therefore, I am doing it for that sake. So he was confessing that when I personally look at my wife at the end of the day, I see that she is more successful than me because she is more happy than me. So therefore remember that Krishna consciousness, these concepts are life-changing concepts. And just a small switch in our paradigm can make a big difference. You know, a small switch can make a big difference. So first thing which we learn, the revolutionary concept, you know, because of Krishna consciousness, is this: to be happy without being successful. You all agree?
Sure.
Going to the next one. To be rich without possessing wealth. Now you must be thinking, you must be kidding. How can one be rich without possessing wealth? Like Radhanath Maharaj in one of his, you know, those elite seminars, the House of Commons in London, he said that if you really want to know how rich you are, go back to your homes and make a list of how many things you possess which money cannot buy. And if you have a long list of those things which you own which money cannot buy, that's how much rich you are. And therefore I say that some people are so poor, some people are so poor that the only thing they have is money. So poor. Nahi, baat jamti nahi hai. Paisa to paisa hai na. Finally wo hi bolta hai. Paisa hi bolta hai. Haan. पैसा बोलता है, लेकिन क्या बोलता है वो भी तो इंपॉर्टेंट है जानना. सो माय क्वेश्चन इज, हाउ डू यू डिफाइन रिचनेस इन वन्स लाइफ? हाउ विल यू डिफाइन रिचनेस इन वन्स लाइफ? हाउ विल यू डिफाइन दिस पर्सन इज रिच? या बाय वन्स कैरेक्टर. लाइए आपका पर्स, लाइए खाली करें, बैंक की पासबुक लाइए. कैरेक्टर तो आपके पास है ही भाई, तो फिर क्या जरूरत है? यस, समवन रेज्ड हैंड ओवर देयर. हाँ,
थॉट्स.
thoughts make you rich. That's what you mean? Thoughts make you rich. What kind of thoughts make you rich?
Time we lose. Possessing that is richness.
Which means control over yourself.
Control over yourself.
Jennifer, relax. Very well said. What's your good name?
Sanket Tajanpure.
Okay. So very well said. Yes. You know, these are things, you know, character. These are all metaphysical traits which you are talking about, control over one's emotions, control over one's anger, thoughts, you know, being stress-free, all of that. Yes, you had something. Mic is very close to you.
So to be rich, there should be a cause which should be working for someone else. For example, I will conceive this by two stories. Do ladke the. दोनों को BMW चाहिए था. पहले वाले लड़के ने बोला कि मैं BMW लूंगा, पोस्टर चिपका दिया, सोचने लग गया. दूसरा वाला लड़का था, उसने पूछा मुझे क्यों BMW चाहिए. इसने काम किया, इसने सोचा, इसको एक कॉज मिला कि मुझे BMW वाकई में चाहिए ही नहीं, मुझे काम करना है दूसरे गांव के लिए, जिस गांव में वो रहता है जहां गरीबी छाई है, जहां लोग मर रहे हैं. तो दूसरे लड़के ने ये नहीं सोचा कि मुझे BMW चाहिए, उसने ये सोचा कि मुझे अभी डॉक्टर बन के मुझे लोगों के लिए कुछ करना है. 10 साल के बाद पहले वाले लड़के को अगर BMW मिल गई तो खुश हो जाएगा, ही वुड बी सेटिस्फाइड. अगर दूसरी कंडीशन अगर नहीं मिली, लालच बढ़ जाएगा. तीसरी कंडीशन, अगर उसे कोई और गाड़ी मिली तब डेफिनेटली वो खुश हो ही नहीं सकता,
द्वेष बढ़ जाएगा
सर. अब ये जिसके पास कॉस्ट था सर, उसका क्या होगा? उसको एक वजह थी, अब उसके पास अगर BMW आ भी गई तो कल अगर कोई छीन भी ले उससे तो उसे कोई फर्क नहीं पड़ने वाला. जाए तो जाए, मेरा कॉज है मेरे पास.
जय हो. खूब. इफ यू हैव अ कॉज देन देयर विल बी नो बिकॉज. वेरी वेल सेड. A person who is fantasizing about that BMW, when will I get, wish I will have it, huh? And having that BMW, in fact, like I always say, that these kind of things, you know, having a BMW or a Lamborghini or a Jaguar or Mercedes and all of that, you know, having all of that, fantasizing about that, until you own it, the pleasure remains. You know, because there are only two places where you will find endless happiness. Only two places. One is in the spiritual world, other is in your imagination. Once you possess that BMW, then, oh my God, now I am possessing it. Now, I am responsible that nothing should happen to this BMW. Especially when you are driving in Nashik. Where? You might be possessing BMW, but that truck wala and that rickshawala, they don't care. So they bump into you or they just brush against your BMW, slick BMW. Or wahan se line maar ke jaate. To wo kya kar rahe hain? Hamari taraf se contribution aapki gaadi ko. Wo line कहां वो लाइन खींची है? BMW पर नहीं. या yeah. यहाँ चीर के गया है वो. And as he said, you know, the other one who is selflessly doing something for the society, he will always be content because he is not expecting. When you are not expecting, then happiness expects you. This is the formula. So yes, when we are talking of richness, Krishna consciousness explains that the more you give, the more richer you are. The more you want to usurp for yourself, the poorer you are. Revolutionary hai. Bahar koi advertisement ye sab nahi aapko dikhayega. कोई दोज काइंड ऑफ बुक्स यू नो हाउ टू बिकम रिच इन यू नो 36 डेज लाइक दैट हाउ टू बिकम रिच इन 36 डेज. तो जो किताब लिख रहा है वो क्यों उससे पैसा कमा रहा है. ओके सो वी हैड सम एनीवन एल्स हैज समथिंग या यू हैव समथिंग गुड फ्रेंड्स. How do you define good friends? जो मेरी सिगरेट लाइट करके दे मुझे कितना मदद कर रहा है मुझे. How do you define good friends?
As in, they are helpers in a time of difficulty and help us when we have any kind of problem.
Yeah. It's, you know, someone who has this good fortune of having those selfless friends in one's life, you know, then definitely, like in that drama that was what being shown, to have someone who selflessly wants, who is your well-wisher, as Prabhupada used to. Therefore, you know, about Krishna, it is mentioned that Krishna is Suradam Sarva Bhutanam. He is the friend of everyone in every species, every time, in all circumstances. In this material world, we try to make friends, our school friends. Yeah, we may have a WhatsApp group of those school friends. You know, where are you? Oh, I am in America. Where are you? I am in Chalisgaon. So, we keep changing our friends, you know, from school friends to college friends, फिर बाद में वो भी छूट जाते हैं कॉलेज के बाद, वो फ्रेंड्स छूट गए, उसके बाद में शादी हो गई, फिर दूसरे फ्रेंड्स बने, उन फ्रेंड्स के फ्रेंड्स बने, like that. So, those friends which are again in connection with our supreme friend, which means on the spiritual platform, they will always be with us. So yes, also a good point. Anything else? Yes. Jorse.
After our absence, what vacuum we create in the place we live in. So that is the richness of the person.
What vacuum?
If salt is present in the sabji, no one, but if it is absent, then everybody is after salt. So that is like a richness of a person.
So don't make your presence felt. Make your absence felt. That is what essentially he means. That ki kitne log आपको जाने के बाद आपको याद करते हैं. इट इज सेड दैट द रियल सक्सेस ऑफ अ जेन्युइन ह्यूमन बीइंग इज हाउ मेनी पीपल एक्चुअली अप्रिशिएट दैट पर्सन बिहाइंड हिज बैक. इन फ्रंट ऑफ यू या काम निकालने के लिए एवरीवन यू नो लाइक जी हुजूर जी हुजूर जी हुजूर. बट द रियल सक्सेस ऑफ अ जेन्युइन ह्यूमन बीइंग इज हाउ मेनी पीपल अप्रिशिएट फ्रॉम द हार्ट, एंड फ्रॉम द हार्ट विल कम ओनली बिहाइंड द बैक व्हेन दैट पर्सन इज नॉट फिजिकली प्रेजेंट. सो दैट इज द बैरोमीटर एज ही मेंशन. यस गुड. Anything else? Yes.
For example, Prabhupada, he also didn't possess wealth, but he was rich.
So what was that richness? Oh, batao na. What was that richness?
There are many points. To.
Pura seminar hai kya? So, what was that richness? That's what we want to know. Hmm?
For example, Mother Teresa, she spread selfless love of God.
So, selfless love is?
Her richness.
Richness. That's what you are focusing on. Selfless love. Good. Yes. Hari Kirtan Ras Prabhu.
If we don't have any pride or envy in our heart, then in a real sense we are richness. Example is Kolavecha Sridhar. He got the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in a real sense, yes, he was rich.
Amazing example. Sridhar Kolavech. This person, nobody even knew his name. And he was selling banana leaves and, you know, products made from banana tree. And that too in West Bengal, where banana trees are abundantly available, you know, like you go to South India and sell coconuts, it's like that, you know, it's abundantly available. Sabke gharon mein itne coconuts hai, wahan pe jaake coconut bechna kya milega, kya business hoga uska. So like that, so hardly he was possessing material wealth. And Lord Chaitanya, he told, one day I'll expose you because you have the richness of something which nobody has. So it's a very brilliant example of Sridhar Kolavech. Rich without possessing wealth. Anything else? Yeah.
If I give some advices or thoughts to somebody and which will help them in their life, and the surrounding people, if they appreciate me, then I feel rich, that I am very rich. Because what I have given to them, my thoughts and my advices,
again, it should be done in a selfless mood, not that they should appreciate me. Some or the other, we should try to help the other person, whether I get appreciation or whether I don't get appreciation. The other person should benefit. That is richness. Yeah. Good. Very nice points. So we go further. In Krishna consciousness, there is enjoyment without bondage. Whereas we see in this world, people, sometimes they refrain from enjoyment because they don't want to get bound in karmic reaction. You know, so many times you will find that ritualistic people, they will live a very pure life. Why? Hey, paap paap nahi kar rahe hain. Pata nahi aage ho phir. यमदूत आ जाएंगे, नरक में जाना पड़ेगा, उधर कढ़ाई में फेंकेंगे, लाइक दैट. सो दे आर अफ्रेड ऑफ द हेल्स फायर, यू नो, द फ्यूरी ऑफ हेल एंड ऑल ऑफ दैट. दे आर अफ्रेड. मेनी रिलीजन ऑल्सो, यू नो, दैट्स व्हाट, दैट्स हाउ दे गेट पीपल टू राइट ट्रैक. यू नो, इफ यू डोंट सरेंडर, इफ यू डोंट बिलीव, then you will be condemned in hell forever. Like that. So they are afraid. So they refrain. But in Krishna consciousness, what we have been given is that there is enjoyment which is freeing you. Wow, this is like win-win situation. You are getting freed and you are getting enjoyment. In fact, the enjoyment frees you. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that in chanting Hare Krishna, Cheto Darpana Marjanam, you know, in those instructions, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that the cleansing of the heart which takes place, along with that, what do you get? You get Ananda Ambudhi. What is the meaning of Ananda Ambudhi? Ambudhi means ocean, oceanic happiness. So there is oceanic happiness, and in that same verse, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapanam. Which means the bondage of this material world, you are freed, and simultaneously there is oceanic happiness. This in this material world. In fact, in this material world, without Krishna, anyone who goes to enjoy, it's recorded. You have to pay for it. There are no free lunches. You have to pay for that enjoyment in some way or the other, sometime or the other. But in Krishna consciousness, what Srila Prabhupada has given us, we come together, we chant, dance, feast, and enjoy our walk back home, back to Godhead. So Prabhupada said, while we are living, we enjoy. And when we go to the spiritual world, the party continues. Yeah. So this is a very revolutionary concept, that people who are trying to enjoy in this material world without getting connected to Krishna, there is always a lingering fear in their heart. There is always. जो सिगरेट पी रहा है, दारू पी रहा है, लौंडियाबाजी कर रहा है, जो भी कुछ कर रहे हैं वो लोग, देर ऑलवेज अ फियर इन देयर हार्ट की गड़बड़ है, होगा कुछ ना कुछ तो मिलेगा, बाद में परिणाम मिलेगा. देर इज ऑलवेज समथिंग प्रिकिंग. बिकॉज देर इज द नॉलेज ऑफ बॉन्डेज. But in Krishna consciousness, there is, at the very first, the premise is that we are having prasad and we sing the prayers, that all this, you know, the network of our senses, body and mind, sharira avidya jal, you know, before enjoyment, what prayer we sing? Sharira avidya jal, jada indriya tahika. ये सारी जड़ इंद्रिया जो है, इट्स अ नेटवर्क, इट्स ट्रैपिंग अस. बट देन श्री कृष्ण प्रसाद पाओ, एंड देन राधा कृष्ण गुण गाओ, एंड ऑल दैट, एंड यू नो वी डांस इन एक्सटेसी व्हाइल हैविंग दिस, बिकॉज एवरी मॉर्सल इज फ्रीइंग दिस जड़ इंद्रिया ऑफ इट्स बॉन्डेज. सो देयरफॉर द पाथ ऑफ कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस, एज प्रभुपाद सेड, it is the most hygienic, it is the most organic, it is the most healthy enjoyment, which is going to free us from the bondage of this material world forever. Getting the point? Anyone wants to share anything? Any personal experience of enjoyment without karmic bondage? Okay, so at this point, I want to show you a video on this point, unity in diversity. It's little on the medical scientific lines, this particular video, but this video, it's by one Dr. Hegde, who was in the medical profession for many years, then who studied Ayurveda, And very well he is putting forth the concept of, you know, how our physical body functions in a very holistic way. And then as you watch this video and listen to him, try to expand your spectrum of the mind. He'll explain how this body functions. You know, there is the interdependence within the body, and how universally this particular aspect of unity and diversity, what Srila Prabhupada, that, you know, the West and the East, there is always, they're at loggerheads, West and East. You know, always opposites. You know, you look into people who are racist, people, you know, who are differentiating based on gender, based on caste, based on nationality, and how Prabhupada, he made everyone, you know, interdependent. How you are interdependent, you know, that person is dependent on you, you are dependent on that. Like how everything is a holistic unit. So that's what this particular video is trying to explain. Have the sound?
So I would like you to be with me.
So kindly listen attentively. Might be a little scientific because you are all from that background. So therefore I wanted to present this video. It's a very wonderful way he's presenting the holistic aspect of the physical being existence of ours.
Everybody. Well, what I'm going to talk to you might look a little unconventional. So I would like you to be with me. With every word, you must be with me. If you miss a word, then you'll probably miss the bus. All of you, including me, believe that modern medicine is scientific. Let me tell you this history. Modern medicine became a science in the 12th century when the European universities accepted modern medicine as science. From then on, it has been following the conventional science of physics, chemistry, and biology. Unfortunately, even to date, it has not changed a wee bit. And we still use the linear laws of deterministic predictability in a dynamic, non-linear, unpredictable human body. Friends, things have changed now. And with the advent of quantum physics, which has now shown that energy and matter are just but the two faces of the same coin, we have now understood the human body a lot better. It was a few years ago that Dr. Alexis Carrel, a Nobel laureate, medical scientist, wrote a book called Man, the Unknown, where he said, there is no science of man, full stop. Now, I have written a book called Man, the Known, and I'll tell you what the medical science now believes and should believe in future as the science base of what we do to our patients, hapless patients, because patients have a lot of faith in us, and that's what's curing them. Now, come back to modern medical quantum physical concept of human body. It was Max Planck who said, consciousness is fundamental. Consciousness now is known as the universal energy, which you can call by different names. Some people call it as God, some people call it as nature. But what Max Planck calls is consciousness is fundamental, and all material is derived from consciousness. So, human body, in my concept, is immaterial. It is mental and spiritual. Spiritual doesn't mean God or religion. Spiritual simply means sharing and caring. So the human body, as you say it, is a colony of 50 trillion individual human cells which lived for millions of years as human beings, as individuals, and they were identically living all over the place. Over the millions of years, they have come together to form a colony because of economic reasons, so that they can need not work everything they need not do individually, they can do it collectively. So this colony is called the human body, where every single cell of those 50 trillion cells, they love one another so much that If you now photograph them through what's called the biophoton camera, you can see them all in sync. When you see them in sync and happy, you are healthy. When they are out of sync, you are unhealthy. So disease is an altered state of the energy pattern of the body. So we can now photograph you and get you to see whether you've got any disease. Unfortunately, in modern medicine, we still use the reductionist ideas that body is made out of heart, lung, liver, kidney, brain, etc., etc., like a motor car. And we think if the heart is diseased, I can fix a new heart just like a carburetor or motor car. It doesn't work that way. The whole body works together. As a matter of fact, if I apply a bit of an ointment here, you will be surprised. The biophotons in my brain change, biophotons in my leg change, which means we are one whole. In short, the word whole is very important here. And the human body is one whole, and treatment has to be holistic. And that's what we call the future of treatment, which is now accepted in American IOM, called whole person healing. WPH is the future. Now I come back to all of us. Now, the cells in me love the cells in you, because you and I are the same energy and different parts of the same whole consciousness. We are bits of individual consciousness. And this follows the Indian philosophy of Sankhya, where if you take a bit from the whole remains a whole, the bit becomes a whole. And this is the concept. And you will be surprised, there is now a mathematical calculation for this, a beautiful mathematical formula, which is very difficult even for great mathematicians to unravel. And it simply says that I, my cells love your cells. Now supposing I hate you, let us say I want to destroy you, I hate you. Then what happens is these cells get confused. And if I hate you, my own cells hate my own body. And I get disease. We didn't know why one gets disease. We only knew in linear mathematics how one gets disease. Today with quantum physics, we can say, why do you get a disease? I have written an article which you can read this on the internet. It's called Grudgeitis. You heard about appendicitis, you heard about pancreatitis, you heard about tonsillitis, but this is Grudgeitis. When you grudge others, you want to hate someone. Friends, it is a mind that destroys you. It's the mind that really keeps you going. Now what happens with this sort of a thing is, when once you love another human being, that's what is called spirituality. Spirituality simply means sharing and caring. When I love others, want to share with others, my health improves. That's exactly what Ayurveda said, aptopa sevi bhavet arogyam. If you treat everyone as your near and dear ones, you will be healthy. Now I'll tell you how you get an illness, and when you get an illness, how do you react to the illness? Now when an illness comes, let us say, our concept is, oh, this disease has come. You want to hate the disease? No, no. It's your friend. It has just come with an altered energy, and you've got to love it, you've got to accept it, and then it probably gets healed. Most of us think it is the doctor who cures me, or the doctor who operates. I will ask a simple question to any doctor who says he cures. I want a doctor, the best doctor in India, to do a heart transplant on a dead body, and I want that to heal. A heart transplant, even if the doctor, best doctor does it, heals only when the man is alive. And that is through what is called the immune system. Thank God, God has given us an immune system. Otherwise, our cells love so much that when once you come into this room, all of us would have been one syncytium, one mass of cells. We wouldn't have gone out individually. Individually, we look because of the individual immune systems. But it's only a maya. What we see in this world is maya, which the German scientist who found out E is equal to M, Hans-Peter Due, calls as Wirklichkeit. Wirklichkeit in German means a drama, a changing drama. Suppose I see all of you here. And when I close my eyes, you are not there. So whether you are there or not is only not a reality, but it's a myth. Now this is the concept. If you understand, you can understand disease better. Now when you come to the cell, individual cell as you see here, this is an individual. Whole individual is this cell. It can do everything that you do. It can breathe, it can understand, it can think, it can eat, it can excrete, everything it does. Now when they come together, they become a body and they do all this together. But over the years they found, instead of everybody doing everything, let some people do certain works. So they had different kinds of cells, which look different by in shape, but they all work together. So cells in the liver do something, which is a metabolic thing, it's a chemistry factory. The heart, it's just a pumping machine or a machine which gives a twist to the blood flow. Or the brain, which coordinates the whole body. So there are different kinds of cells, but the working is the same. Even a cancer cell, remember, I'm stressing on this, even a cancer cell works exactly like a normal cell. So cancer is not a disease. Cancer is a repair mechanism which has lost its aim. When to stop? Suppose you get a cut. My cut will be, there will be a scar there. Scar is the beginning of a cancer. Supposing that scar overgrows, it becomes a cancer. So all the cells work alike. Now, like if you see the cell wall, this is the most important part of the cell. When the cell, this is a cell wall, individual cell wall, with a bilipid layer. You see those two rows of sweet, I mean the fresh limes, they are all the lipid layers. Now, so much so, this doesn't allow anything to go into the cell or come out of the cell. But there are those paths, the red thing called transmembrane protein, which has a channel to go in and out. And above that, you have the antenna to connect with the outside. Now, you are born on the day your mother's ovum meets your father's spermatozoon, and you become one protein speck, one cell, which is called the zygote. And that cell, its antenna, gets the connection from the universal consciousness. And you know, the man who was studying this was an atheist. And he was studying this and he found suddenly, oh, this has become now live. And when you die, the consciousness just leaves you and you die. So much so, he described human life as a television picture. You switch on the television, Lata Mangeshkar or the Hema Malini is dancing. Now, after some time, you get fed up with the dance, you switch it off, Hema Malini is dead. Now, if you go to the dining room, and your wife calls, and there she is putting on the television, Hema Malini is dancing there. So human being is like that. When you are born like the television screen, I am like the television screen, I am dancing here. But when I die, I disappear. But I am not in the television screen. Remember that? What is in the television screen is the energy. So we are all energy and we are immaterial. And that energy is the most important thing. And that's what the cell wall does. But the cell wall is a connection. And the connection shows how you can connect with the world. And the cell wall connection is the ligand which connects you with anything that you want. And that's where our whole universe connects with us through that ligand. And if you get disconnected from there, you probably die off. Now, future treatment of diseases, future therapeutics is not with chemicals. Because these chemicals that we put into the system, whatever be it, it's maybe aspirin to statin, the chemicals are reductionist molecules, which work chemistry-wise as dextrorotatory molecules, where the human molecules work levorotatory. So it's a square plug in a round hole. So each time you take a medicine, irrespective of what medicine it is, the body says it is something outside, it's a poison. So the medicine is sent to the liver. So the liver tries to destroy it to the extent possible. Now what remains after the liver destroys comes out, which we teach our students as a first pass effect. After it passes through the liver, what comes out? And that's what we think effects. But in the bargain, every single medicine that we have put in, every single medicine that we have put in damages the liver. So it's no surprise that today's audit has shown, especially in United States of America, because we don't have audit in India, that the leading cause of death, one of the leading causes of death is adverse drug reactions, ADR. Coming back to the future treatment is only through energy. And there are various kinds of energy treatments which our ancestors used to do. Lot of occult energies are being used, like pranic healing, reiki, pranayama, yoga, etc., etc. But we have been working on the known three energies, electromagnetic energy, nuclear energy, and probably gravitational energy in some way. And this we have been doing for the last about 15 years. And we have got an organization called the World Academy of Authentic Healing Sciences, where I have got 15 scientists working with me. Now this is the photograph of the energy pattern. This is the thing that we're working on. Water, for example, homeopathic medicines. This is water. Water structure that is gone. The water structure is something which is very fascinating. It's got loose bonds. And any medicine you put into water, a drop of a medicine you put into water, when it gets into the loose bond, the water structure changes. After that, if you dilute it even a million times, the structure is changed. And that structure has got the energy and that treats. Now this water structure, we use that water structure and also use some simple silver nanoparticles in that. And when the silver nanoparticles get into that, the water becomes absolutely germicidal. Nothing grows in that. And we wanted to see how a salamander in your house, when you cut its tail, the tail grows. If you cut your tail, it won't grow. So we wanted to see whether it grows. And we did it. This was a boy who cut his finger. And this finger was caught in the machine. And the finger got completely cut off. There's no finger left. So what did we do? We didn't touch it. We just covered it with a silver mesh that I showed you and gave a little current to change the polarity. And as you see, 3 days later, the finger becomes, 3 days later, the finger became, yes, the finger became cleaner and clearer. 3 days later, the finger became, almost after 1 month, the finger became normal. And if you want to know what the finger was like, what the finger was like before, that's where the finger was and that's where the finger today is. So we have now been using it for various other things. Like for example, when a policeman in Chennai came with this big pus, bag of pus with his diabetic foot, the doctors wanted to cut off the foot. But this man refused because he said, if you cut off the foot, next life I will not have a foot at all. So he wanted to do something or die. So we cleaned the whole thing and put our energy machine into it. Next slide. And you see after 3 months he has got a normal foot. And here is another lady of mine who has got a blood pressure of 240 by 140. And she had a block in this vessel here. Whole aorta was blocked below the kidney. You can see there's no runoff at all. And the kidneys were so small. So I put the machine there. It's just like a cell phone. And 3 months later, what you see is, lot of new vessels have grown. The kidneys have become normal. Her blood pressure came down to 120 by 80. And she is very happy. She's walking about. Now we have been doing this for various things. Starting from cancer to common cold, you can use energy. And we are refining it. Our job is to authenticate simple healing methods in any system. Be it Ayurveda, homeopathy, or any system for that matter. Because all systems simply means something that you help the patient to heal. And who heals? The patient himself heals. Why he heals that? His body naturally has to heal. I'll give you an example. Man gets a heart attack, God forbid. Now what happens is, at the center of the heart attack, the cells die. The minute the cells die, if nobody does anything and no doctor interferes, the neighboring cells say, oh my God, my friend has died. They love one another so much. They slip out and come there and occupy. There's a second stage. Cell death is stage one. The second stage is cell slipping. When the cell slips out, there's a mother holding the cell, which is cement, which we call as collagen. The mother says, where has my son gone? And the mother knows my son would never go for anything other than helping others. He must have gone to help somebody. I will also help him. So it produces more collagen. So fibroblastic proliferation. You've got a very strong scar. Now the cells far away, they can't do that. They feel bad. I have not done anything. So they say, okay, let me become stronger. So they become hypertrophied. Four things happen. Cell death, cell slipping, fibroblastic proliferation, and hypertrophy. These four things, what is called remodel the whole heart. So if you get a heart attack, and if you are lucky not to die, because 60% of people who get a heart attack don't even get to see next second. They die. The remaining 40% bakras only we do all kinds of things. But even those, by chance, they don't come to the hospital and still survive, they probably get a beautiful heart. A study in Bristol and Sheffield showed that heart attack patients with good risk, which means heart attack patients who have no pain and who are alive, are better off left at home than taken to the hospital and then looked after, because mortality is much better left at home. Now this is because the body heals itself. And this healing is a process which can be helped by our lifestyle. So the future must be for wellness lifestyle, which Ayurveda says, swastasya swastha rakshitam. Preserve the health of the well. And this is what I call as a wellness concept, which requires simple things. One, most important thing is the mind. The mind filled with universal compassion. Mind without negative feelings. No hatred, no jealousy, no greed, no pride, no anger. Because you don't have to be pride, because for every cell in your body, you have 9 cells which are the germ cells, not your cells. Because germs are a part of us. So how can you say, I am somebody, I am nobody. Even to say I must get 9 germ cells permission for 1 cell of mine. So when once you know that, you become so humble. And humility in Indian concept is the virtue of education. And humility is a health giving thing. So if you are humble and genuinely compassionate, you will be very healthy. Next thing is, eat in moderation. Whatever you want to eat, eat in very, very less, and then every day have some exercise. And do something for others. This is the most important thing. Kshamavan, aptopasevi bhavet arogyam. And data, be a giver. Human body is not a machine made out of different parts. Human body is a colony of happy 50 trillion cells with 2.5 trillion germs, of all kinds of germs. So friends, it's very simple. Again, healthy living is simple living, high thinking, loving others, and trying to do something for society. Thank you very much.
Learn all of this Srila Prabhupada taught this, that how every single species, naturally we are designed to help each other. It's a complete unit. The entire universe is a complete unit. And therefore, when Krishna has designed this huge unit, and we small units within this huge unit, he has designed everything with a purpose. And human form of life, as he's trying to bring us to that point, that human form of life means, just like he was saying, to understand the purpose of our body, the purpose of the cells. Our body is nothing but made of cells, to understand the purpose of the cells. Similarly, what Prabhupada has taught us is to go beyond what he's trying to tell us and understand the purpose of the entire existence of everyone in connection with the entire universe, in connection with the creator of the universe. So therefore we see that how Prabhupada could do it successfully through ISKCON. That, you know, someone who is born in Africa, someone who is born in China, is doing the same, is following the same Krishna conscious principle, having the same understanding of Krishna consciousness as someone who in India, who might be born in a very cultured Hindu family, who knew about that but was not following, but is not following, and the same Chinese fellow is also following. That connection? He was talking about the collagen. What was that, you know, thing binding? What was that thing missing? Prabhupada wrote, the missing link, that was Krishna. So herein, it's a very revolutionary concept. There's unity in diversity. It's a very revolutionary concept which Srila Prabhupada, through Krishna consciousness, he could show us by establishing it through the ISKCON movement. Another interesting revolutionary concept, to remain healthy whilst enjoying. What was the one we had discussed? To enjoy without bondage, and this is to remain healthy while enjoying. Now in one lecture, why I took this particular, you know, phrase, Srila Prabhupada, he was speaking about the Pandavas, and he said that Bhima, he was a voracious eater. And Prabhupada said he never had indigestion. Bhima had never had indigestion. He was a voracious eater. And because he was performing Herculean task, and he was doing it in the service of the divine, therefore, even though externally it seemed that Bhima was a foodie. Have you heard this word? Foodie. One who is mad after food. But he always remained healthy. Bhima had never had to go to doctors, you know, itna khaliya, abhi wo pach nahi raha hai, constipation ho raha hai, ladai ke liye jana hai, pet saaf nahi ho raha hai, koi trifala churan dijiye. So herein, Prabhupada also, he showed his teeth, you know, to one American old man who was of the same age of Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, see, all my teeth are intact because I eat also sweets like you eat, but I eat the right kind of sweets. So that guy, he was into chocolate and all that, so he had lost all of his teeth. And Prabhupada showed that. So herein, remain healthy whilst enjoying. To become wise without a degree. Now herein, if you do not have a degree, you are otherwise. You are not wise. What is the general concept of the society? What is the calculation? That you will be considered wise and having wisdom and knowledge and all that educated once you have that piece of paper. But herein, when we are in Krishna consciousness, Srila Prabhupada, he was sitting with big Marwadi businessmen. And Prabhupada said, so, which of your business you can show it to me that 40 rupees you start the business and in a decade you have 40 crore. You invest 40 rupees and you have 40 crore. And these Marwadi businessmen, kabhi nahi suna humne to aisa. Prabhupada said, I started this business. See, I went to America with 40 rupees. And now ISKCON has worth property 40 crores all over. So Prabhupada then, so would like to join this business of mine? And Prabhupada, yes, Prabhupada said that I was a Calcutta businessman. Nobody could cheat me. Nobody could take me for a ride. And if you look into the autobiography of Srila Prabhupada, you know, the Juhu project and the Vrindavan project, nobody could cheat Prabhupada. Prabhupada, you know, he was worldly wise, street smart. Yeah, he was a sannyasi, he was a sadhu, he was a very, you know, proper bona fide sadhu, but he was very wise. You know, we can give n number of examples of how Srila Prabhupada and so many representatives of Srila Prabhupada, you know, having no so-called those degrees after them. But like, you know, Radhanath Maharaj was once saying that I am a school dropout. But sometimes when I speak, there are IIT graduates sitting, taking down notes. So of course he said, in his humility and modesty, he said, that it is because I am presenting the knowledge which is transcendental. You see, knowledge we have heard, but transcendental, this word itself, it shakes us while pronouncing. So to become wise without a degree, I'm just kind of rushing up a little, running out of short of time here. So, this is another revolutionary concept. Experience freedom in regulation. Again, samajh mein nahi aata. Regulated life, know this, know that. And then you experience freedom? Azadi. Aisi azadi aur kaha? Many of our students, when they join the Brahmachari ashram, so they feel so relieved. And then you tell someone, your friend, that I am in the Brahmachari ashram. Brahmachari ashram. Brahmachari in 2015. This word itself is out of our dictionary. What to speak of the lifestyle. And then there are so many regulations. Get up at 4 o'clock and then take bath, come for Mangal Aarti, 4 regulative principles and this and that. But then, those who know that why they are doing it, you know, as this question was asked, that, you know, to know why you are doing it, not how you are doing it, but they know why they are doing it, that gives rise to freedom. And finally, to love without conditions. This is the pinnacle of what Krishna consciousness offers in this world. Yes, people might say, I love you and I can do anything for you and this and that. But then you'll always find conditions apply, you know, with the asterisk. Conditions apply. Whether it is marriage, nowadays even, you know, child and parents love supposed to be the purest in this world, but many times I hear even parents, you know, they have their conditions, you know, okay, I've given you birth, I've spent so much on you, what are you going to pay back in my old age? Conditions. What to speak of between brothers, what to speak of husband and wife, so many conditions. So yes, talk about love, all those lovey-dovey stuff, but then the conditions, they come in between and spoil everything. So herein, what Srila Prabhupada has offered us is unconditional love. So many of you are talking about richness, that doing something selflessly. As herein also, you know, Dr. Hegde was talking about, you know, that you will remain healthy when you are in the mood of giving, which means without any conditions, without any expectations. So herein, why Krishna consciousness? Not many people take up to, because they cannot conceive these revolutionary concepts which we just discussed. And because these revolutionary concepts cannot be, you know, comprehended within the fertile brain, it becomes impractical. But what we have experienced, that the same, all these concepts which appear to be impractical, once we start practicing, all of these concepts, they become so natural for us to follow. And this is the experience of so many practitioners. In fact, you must also agree to this, as you are following Krishna consciousness, how things unravel and how you can find that Krishna is revealing himself in such revolutionary ways, which you just open the book, you couldn't find Krishna in so many ways once you start practicing. So this Utkarsh festival or this kind of get-togethers, it's nothing but we come together, understand, assimilate the revolutionary concept of Krishna consciousness, which is for our betterment, once and for all finish the business in this material world, ongoing, repeated birth and death, and come to a process which is substantial, which is something meaningful, which is useful, and also enjoyable. So this is something, this combination you can never find anywhere else. Something which is joyful, useful, meaningful, and also enjoyable. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. Anyone has any questions? Any comments? So we have a nice video made under the guidance of Krishna Dhan Prabhu for our upcoming Jagannath Puri Yatra, which will be in the month of December. You have some announcement?
Hare Krishna.